Our scripture reading today is taken from Exodus chapter 2. And also there's one verse that I want to read in Hebrews chapter 11. A few weeks ago we commenced a study on the life and times of Moses. This afternoon I want to draw your attention to the parents of Moses. No study in the life of Moses would be complete without a study of the parents of this great man of God. Let's read some verses again from Exodus chapter 2 and verse 1. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off, to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, "Because I draw him out of the water." Then Hebrews chapter 11, it's that verse 23. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Amen. We'll end our reading there. We know that the Lord will bless the reading of his precious word to all of our hearts. Let's bow in a wee word of prayer again and ask the Lord for his help as we come to deal with this subject today. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee for thy precious word. And O God, we pray just now as we turn to the sacred page that you would come and fill us afresh with your gracious Holy Spirit. We thank thee, Lord, and we praise thee for thy precious truth. And O God, we pray that you would bless thy word to all of our hearts this Lord's day. As our faces differ, so do our needs. But we thank thee, O God, that thou art able through thy word to meet us all at the very point of our need. O God, we pray that you would come therefore and speak personally to each and every one of us. We pray for those today who are still strangers to grace and to God. They're found in this house today without faith. And Lord, if they're found here without faith, then they're without hope and without God in this world. For Lord, without faith, it is impossible to please thee. Faith in Jesus Christ, that is. Faith in the finished work of Calvary, that is. And O God, we pray for such this Lord's day that they will come and trust thee as their own and personal Savior. And O God, we pray for thine own people. Lord, that you would strengthen our faith. O God, we pray earnestly this afternoon that our faith might be increased Indeed, we would pray like the disciples of old, Lord, increase our faith. Give us strong faith that we might trust Thee in these days in which we live. We thank Thee for our blessed Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has saved us and redeemed us by His precious blood. O God, help us day by day to lean on Thee and to trust in Thee, no matter what our circumstances may be. We thank Thee that Thou art the God who never changes. Thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. O God, bless us therefore now as we turn to Thy precious word. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. Amram and Jochebed were the parents of Moses. Although many Israelites in the land of Egypt had apostatized and were given up to idolatry, the parents of Moses were among those who were still walking with the Lord in their day and generation. Indeed, as Hebrews 11 verse 23 clearly teaches us, Amram and Jochebed were parents of faith. Although many Israelites had turned away from the Lord, the parents of Moses had their faith firmly fixed in the God of heaven. And it's very important that you and I see that as we come to this portion of Scripture and as we come to deal with this subject today. One of the greatest blessings and privileges is to have godly parents. Parents who are saved and parents who love the Lord. Moses, when he was born, had such a privilege. Young person, never despise or take for granted the privilege of having godly parents. To be brought up in a home where both your parents love the Lord and walk with the Lord is indeed a great blessing. And I would exhort you today, young person, don't despise that. Don't take that for granted. Because it is a privilege and an honor that many in this land of ours do not have. Very simply, today as we come to consider the parents of Moses, I want specifically to draw your attention to the faith of Amram and Jochebed, the parents of Moses. Because as you study these portions of Scripture which we have read, there's a number of things that we learn about their faith. Their faith. I wonder today, have you faith in Jesus Christ? Can you look back to a day in your life when you trusted Him as your own and personal Redeemer? Well, if you can't, then I pray that this Lord's Day you will come and trust Christ as your own and personal Redeemer. You see, there was a day in the lives of the parents of Moses and the lives of Amram and Jochebed when they trusted the God of heaven, when they put their faith in the God of glory. And from that day until the day they died, they walked by faith and they trusted the Lord for everything. And you know, child of God, you and I, in these days in which we live, we need to trust the Lord in all our circumstances. No matter what our circumstances may be, as I have already said, it is so easy to trust the Lord when everything's going well. So easy to praise the name of the Lord when we're on the mountaintop. But when we're in the valley, well, then it becomes a little bit more difficult. But that is the time when our faith is tested. When our faith is tested. And I pray that even in the valley, that we will cast our burden upon the Lord. There's no doubt that Amram and Jochebed in Exodus chapter 2 are going through a valley, a very deep valley, great persecution indeed. And yet, even in the midst of that persecution, their faith was in the Lord. Their faith was in the God of Israel. O child of God, today, whatever our circumstances may be, make sure that we are trusting in the Lord. Make sure that we're depending upon Him. And make sure that we are trusting in His precious word. I want you to notice, first of all, the unity of their faith. Take a look with me there at verse 23 of Hebrews chapter 11. And you read these words. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. Both Amram and Jochebed lived by faith. That's what the text of Scripture is teaching us there in Hebrews 11. Now, in the book of Exodus, we read about how Jochebed, the mother of Moses, hid him for 3 months and then placed Moses in an ark of bulrushes, which saved his life. Look at verse 2 of Exodus chapter 2. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. The reference there indicates the action of the mother of Moses. However, we must never forget when Jochebed did this, she was acting in partnership with her husband. Hebrews 11 verse 23 clearly reveals this to us. Both parents, and this is the point that I want you to see, both parents acted by faith and hid their son 3 months. Their faith was united. Therefore, this marriage between Amram and Jochebed was a marriage united in faith. They both loved the Lord. They both followed Jehovah. Young people, the most important decision in life after salvation is marrying in the will of the Lord. I'm sure that you're aware of this because I have said it before, and I'm sure that you have heard it in other places, and I'm sure that you've read it in God's Word. God forbids the marriage of a Christian with an unbeliever. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and the verse 14, we read these words, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." Indeed, the Bible emphasizes, how can two walk together except they be agreed? And one of the reasons for this is because of the bringing up of children. When both parents are saved, there will be unity of purpose in doing what is right for the child in regard to the child's spiritual welfare. And that's what we see here in the lives of Amram and Jochebed, the parents of Moses. We can see them acting together. We can see here the unity of their faith. And that's why it is so important for young Christians, young Christians who are thinking about marriage, young Christians who are thinking about a partner for life, always make sure that the partner that you get is saved. But more than that, always make sure that the partner that you get is walking with God. There are many who say they're saved, but they're not walking with God. And there are many who'll tell you they're saved just to get you. Do you ever think of that? And after you're married, they'll be back into the world again. Oh, be very careful. The greatest decision that you will make after salvation, young person, is the individual that you will marry. Because remember this, you have to spend the rest of your lives together. So important, young man, to get the right woman. So important, young woman, to get the right man. You certainly need to pray about it. Of that there is no doubt. Sometimes I wonder, how often do young Christians really pray about their partner for life? How much time do they really spend in the place of prayer, praying for the one that they're going to spend the rest of their lives together? Young people, marry in the Lord. Pray together before you're married. And pray together after you're married. Pray for God's will to be done in your life. And before you marry, pray and know God's will in regards to which church you will attend. It amazes me And I see many young people getting married, and they never have given one thought about where they're going to worship God. When you ask them, they never have given one thought about where they're going to worship God. Very important to know God's will for your life in regard to a partner for life, young people. It's very important to know which church you're going to worship in as well. You see, I couldn't have been anything else but a Free Presbyterian, because God called me into this church. Therefore, the woman that I was going to marry, she would have to have been a Free Presbyterian. I couldn't have married anyone else. And if I did, she would have to come out of the place she was and come into the Free Presbyterian Church. You see, it's important to pray about these things and to know God's will for your lives. Here we have a couple, the parents of Moses, and they were united in regard to their faith. They were in unity. There was perfect unity. Oh, I pray today that we will know what it is to seek and to know God's will in all these matters. Now, I want you to notice something else here. Not only the unity of their faith, but notice the priority of their faith. It says in verse 23 of Hebrews 11 that they hid Moses 3 months. Moses was hid 3 months of his parents. When Moses was born, Amram and Jochebed had to make a decision. Obey the king, obey the decree of the king of Egypt, which would mean killing Moses, or obey the Lord. That was the decision that had to be made. Exodus 2 verse 2 and Hebrews 11 verse 23 clearly teaches us that the parents of Moses obeyed the Lord. Look at verse 2 again of Exodus 2. And the mother and the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And then in Hebrews 11, verse 23, it says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid, underline it, hid 3 months of his parents. The priority of faith, what is it? It is to obey the Lord. When the laws of the land come into conflict with the laws of God, the child of God must put the laws of God above the laws of men. That's what's happening here in Exodus chapter 2. Pharaoh had passed this evil and wicked law that all the male children were to be put to death, thrown into the Nile River. And the parents of Moses had a decision to make when Moses was born. Either to obey the command of Pharaoh or to obey the Lord. And they chose to obey the Lord. Why? Because they were parents of faith. And they feared the Lord more than they feared the king's commandment. You know, this truth is brought out over in Acts chapter 5. In verse 29, we read these words. It says, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. You see, the authorities were trying to stop Peter from preaching the gospel. They were trying to stop the apostles from spreading the message of Christ. But Peter here, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, declares that he must obey God rather than obeying the laws of men. You see, when the laws of the land come into conflict with the laws of God, the child of God must obey God's word and God's truth. And my friend, in order for that to happen, that takes faith. That takes faith. Honoring God is more important than honoring men. Now, this is brought out time and time again throughout the scriptures of truth. And I'm sure that we're all familiar with the book of Daniel. And it's not so long ago when we were studying the book of Daniel, studying the life of Daniel. And back then in those studies, we considered how Daniel and his three friends obeyed God rather than obeying man. Let me just give you one example again. Turn over to Daniel chapter 6 for a moment. And of course, the king here is going to bring out a decree that no one should pray to any other god but him. And of course, we know the story well. And this is the reason why Daniel was cast into the den of lions, because he disobeyed the decree of the king and the law of the king. But look what it says in verse 7. Let's just remind ourselves of what happened here. All the presidents of the kingdom, Daniel 6 verse 7, the governors and the princes and the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed, give thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Oh, Daniel, of course, was a man of faith. And when we read chapter 3, we read about Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego being cast into the fiery furnace. And of course, the reason why they were cast into the fiery furnace, because they would not obey the laws of men. They would obey the law of God. And they would worship none other than the God of heaven. Oh, child of God, we need to pray that God will give us such faith in this 21st century, because we need our faith strengthened. If there's a day and age when you and I need our faith strengthened, certainly it is this day and age in which we live. Oh, the priority of faith is to obey the Lord. Is to obey the Lord. I wonder, are we obeying the Lord today as we read His Word? As we study the scriptures of truth, are we seeking to live according to God's precious, precious word? I pray that in these days that the Lord will give us grace to obey His word and to live according to His precious truth. In 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 22, we read these words, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Here we can see the priority of faith. Here we can see the unity of faith. But notice something else again. Look at verse 23 of Hebrews again, and you'll notice also the strength of faith. It says in verse 23 that the parents of Moses, underline it, were not afraid. They were not afraid of the king's commandment. Amram and Jochebed, because of their faith, did not fear Pharaoh or his commandment. Now, to disobey this commandment, it meant death if they had been caught. But Amram and Jochebed showed no fear. Although the consequences would have been severe. Oh, child of God, faith in God is a great remover of fear, and therefore is a great source of strength. Do you ever think about that? Those who walk by faith day by day, those who trust in the Lord with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their mind, will find strength and courage to obey God's precious word, no matter what the circumstances may be. You know, many in Israel at this time did not have their faith in Amram and Jochebed's God. And because of this, their children died. Did you know that? Keep your hand in Exodus chapter 2. Turn over with me just for a moment to Acts chapter 7. And look with me there at verse 19 and underline these words. The same dealt subtly with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children to the end they might not live. That text of scripture is speaking about the times when Moses was born, because we read in verse 20, in which time Moses was born. And what the text is indicating to us and teaching us is this, that there were many among the children of Israel who listened to the king's commandment, who obeyed the king's commandment. They obeyed the command of the king instead of obeying the command of God. And because they had no faith, they had no strength to oppose the king's commandment. And their children were lost. Their children were taken and killed. Oh, how we need to pray that God will increase our faith in these days. Child of God, the devil is after our children. Like Pharaoh, he wants to slay them. By faith we need to protect them, and by faith we need to pray for them, and by faith we need to do everything in our power to point them to Christ. Faith removes our fear and gives us the grace to do that which is right. Is any wonder that the disciples prayed, Lord, increase our faith? Child of God, if there's a day and age when you and I need our faith increased, it certainly is this day and age in which we live. Christian parents today need their faith increased. Faith will take away fear no matter what the devil throws at us. You know, the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, a text of scripture I'm sure that we're all quite aware of. Listen to what it says. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Christian parents, are you diligently seeking the Lord for your children? Are you diligently seeking the Lord for your loved ones? You know, the truth is, the more we pray, and the more we read God's word, and the more we plead the promises of God's word, the stronger our faith in Christ will become. You want to strengthen your faith? Then pray much. You want to strengthen your faith? Then be in this book more. Study the word of God. Study what God says. Learn about the God of heaven. And the more you learn about the God of heaven, and the more you see his mighty acts which he has done in the past, and the more you read about the Savior, and the more you learn about the Savior, then your faith will increase. Your faith will grow stronger. And it'll not matter what your circumstances may be. It'll not matter what valley you have to go in. My, when that valley comes, your faith in Christ will bear you up. Because you'll prove the Lord. Have you ever proved the Lord in the midst of hard circumstances? Well, if you have, then trust him for the next set of hard circumstances. Amram and Jochebed, their faith was a strong faith. There was no fear when they heard about the king's commandment. They didn't fear the king's commandment. You know why? Because they knew that the God of heaven was greater than the king's commandment. You know, my friend, in this day and age in which we live, our country's in an awful state. There's no doubt about that. This land of ours, spiritually, is going down fast. But the God of heaven is still the same. The God of heaven is still the same. And if this country of ours is in the state of sin, we can't blame God for that. We've got to look in our own hearts and in our own lives. Perhaps even look at our own faith. Is our faith weak? Is our faith strong? Oh, I pray today that the Lord will come and touch our lives afresh. You know, this strength and faith will take away fear. Not only throughout life, no matter what our circumstances may be, but it will take away fear even when we face death. The psalmist David in Psalm 23 said, and it's a text that we all know so well, when he was thinking about his death, he said, "Yea, though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." You know, how often have we quoted that verse? How often have we read that verse? How often have we heard that verse preached? And yet, at the slightest view of trouble, we crumble. Here we have the psalmist thinking about the day of his death, and as he thought about the moment he would leave this scene of time, his faith was strong in the Lord. Because he recognized that when he would come to die, that the Lord would lift him up and bring him home to glory. Oh, may the Lord touch our hearts this day. But notice something else. Turn back to Exodus chapter 2 just for a moment. With this I'm finished. Notice the honoring of faith. God honored the faith of Amram and Jochebed. Moses was preserved first of all for 3 months. Took faith to do that. Look at verse 2 again. "And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months." Her faith was honored for the first 3 months. God took care of Moses for the first 3 months. She hid him. Pharaoh didn't find him. She believed God. She trusted in the Lord. And Moses was safe for 3 months. Moses then was provided with a home for the next 40 years. Did God not honor their faith? In the home of Pharaoh's daughter. Look what it says in verse 10. "And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses." So God honored their faith. God took care of Moses. It's important that you see that. Not only did the Lord honor their faith and look after Moses for 3 months, but God honored their faith and looked after Moses for the next 40 years. And indeed for the rest of his life, because you and I know that he became a mighty man of God. But Moses was brought up by the hand of his mother. Did you notice that? Look at verse 7. "Then said his sister," that was Miriam, Moses' sister, "to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother." Notice how the Lord is working all these circumstances out. Now, he's working all these circumstances out in a day of apostasy, when the children of Israel were in Egyptian bondage, when the decree of the king was to kill all the male children of the Israelites. And yet God's working it all out. Child of God, do you think God can't work it all out? He'll work it all out for his glory and for his honor. Just leave it with the Lord. Seek the Lord. Cast your burden upon the Lord. That's what this woman, Jochebed, was doing here. She was leaving it with the Lord. That's what we can't do, you see. We can't leave it with the Lord. We have to get our hands on it. We have to shape it our way. God shape it his way. Let God work it out. You're having a hard time, parents, raising those children. Don't know what's going to become of them. Well, what about trying leaving them in the hands of the Lord and trusting the Lord? You ever try doing that? That's what's happening here to the parents of Moses, because it has been taken out of their control. And yet, it's all in God's control. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, verse 10, look at it. Or verse 9, take this child away and nurse it for me. She didn't know that the child's mother had been brought. But you nurse the child for me. And look, there's a wee extra bit here. And I will give thee thy wages. So not only did the Lord save Moses and preserve Moses, the Lord even gave Moses' mother a wage for looking after him. Oh, listen, the Lord does everything perfect. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Child of God, God will honor our faith if we put our faith in him. Because God will honor his word. The Bible says, train up a child in the way it should go, and when it is old, it will not depart from it. God will honor his word. Because God has promised. God has promised in his word to honor faith. I pray today that we will learn more and more, whatever our circumstances may be, to cast our burden upon the Lord. We've got to begin to start trusting the Lord more. Now I apply that to my own heart as much as to you. So often, we faint at the first sign of trouble. So often we cave in, child of God. I'm talking to you. So often we cave in at the first sign of the valley coming, when we should be rising above it. Because our God's above it. He is. Our God has everything under control. He is my life under control. He's your life under control, child of God. Do you believe that? Nothing happens to me by chance. I don't believe in chance, and I don't believe in luck. I believe in the providence of God. So if God's going to bring me home to heaven tomorrow, that's in the will of God. That's in the will of God. And if God's going to bring you home to heaven tomorrow, that's in the will of God. But let us learn to lean on Christ, to trust him. And I'll tell you this, our lives will be a lot happier upon this earth. And also, we will glorify the name of Christ and glorify the name of the God of heaven. Let us all pray.